been singing. Perez Hilton's on MTV. Get him out of there. He's performing. I saw the Hank de la Vour movie with Pucci. Why? Leave Twilio alone, her cat. He is an only child. For God's sake, she's only human. She has feelings. Her cat's a human, for Christ's sake. I mean, really. Every time I think about it, it just drives me crazy. Why can't you think of your own things to do? Why do you have to call lesbian mafians? She stays up all night doing these shows to make everyone laugh. And here you come and strip her fans. For Christ's sake, just leave them there. Then you left her with fucking eggs. Just eggs to eat in the morning. How dare you? How dare you? But I'll tell you what. As long as I'm breathing, as long as I'm a bisexual, I will not let you interfere with the lesbian mafia no more. I'm a bisexual, and she's still my friend. Doesn't that mean anything? It means a lot to me. That's charity.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong.
You're listening to show number 12 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. And thank you very much to Loa for the impassioned and poignant opening to the show today. Choking on almonds. My God. They're like, oh my God. They're getting stuck in my throat. Okay. Sorry. It's totally disgusting. Anyway, I'm doing a little something different with this show. I'm not sure what I'm going to name it yet. So as of this moment, I haven't named the show yet. So it's either going to be the gay show. No, it's either going to be the gay teen show or the lesbian teen show. But since I started doing this, I've been getting a lot of emails from teenagers telling me that I should do a show from a teen perspective. And I'm interested in what teens have to say. So I thought this was a good opportunity to do that. And so we can get started right on that. But not before I talk about the ASPCA. My cat was peeing blood. I have one cat. And he was peeing blood. He's already got health issues. He's got quite a history. But he was peeing driblets of blood. And so I told them that on the phone. And they were like, oh my God. Oh my God. He could die, right? So I, you know, throw him in the pet carrier. Throw him in the backseat of the car. I'm driving to the ASPCA. Hysterical crying because I think that I'm going to bring my cat in. And they're going to tell me that I have to put him to sleep. So I'm thinking, my cat's going to die. That's it. You know, the end. He's meowing in the back. I'm crying. I love you, Twilo. You know, but his name is Twilo. I named him after some nightclub that was open until 4 in the afternoon the next day. Anyway, that's not important. The fact that everybody was in K-holes and laying on top of each other on the floor. Now, that's important. This place had rooms for people who were in K-holes. You know, they did Special K, the drug. And which is kind of funny how that sort of synthesizes with the story because K is, I think, a cat tranquilizer, but that's kind of bizarre. But anyway, so yeah, they have these rooms in Twilo where people would, you would see a bunch of people laying on top of each other because they were in K-holes. And apparently when you go into a K-hole, you can't move your limbs or anything, which I don't know about you, but that sounds like a smoking good time to me. And I find that really sexy in a partner. in spite of this, which they got closed down for that anyway, because I think some medical student in there died from a drug overdose. But anyway, that was a very long time ago. But so I got him back then when I was, you know, running around and doing that type of thing. And in spite of all of the terrible drugs that were in there, I had a very good time in there. It was a really cool vibe and all that. Everybody else around me was on E or on K, and I was on absolutely nothing. Okay, I have serious thyroid issues, so I was rolling on Sandy's thyroid. That's what I was on. I could stay up until 2, 3 in the afternoon the next day without a problem while other people have to sniff things up their nose. What are you going to do? But anyway, so Twilo is my cat, and he was starting to pee driblets of blood from his urine. He was peeing in the closet, which was a disaster, and then he was peeing in the shower, which was horrendous. And so I thought he was dying, and this was my last day with him, and it was my fault because I'd waited too long. You know, that's the way they, that's how they prep you, by already guilting you that you're doing something wrong. So I get in there, and, you know, I finally get to the vet, and she's like 30-something, which she's like really sexy, right? And, but turns out she's a car salesman. She's trying to sell me every single test that is on the form in front of her. Total car salesman. You know, they try to sell you things that you don't need. They make you think that you need the things that you don't need, that type of thing. So, and the more they see that you're emotional about the cat, and then they use these trigger words to scare you. It could be a tumor. You know, they say all these scary words to horrify you so that you basically take out your checkbook. So I managed to talk my way out of stuff, and she ended up not charging me for certain tests. I don't know why, whatever, but, you know, $350 later, his treatment is to change his food. Right. That's what I went to the vet for. His treatment. Or my punishment. Call it what you will. But so that's the ASPCA, and I'll tell you, I will not go to them again. She was very good with my cat, which I have to say was a little arousing, you know. I have to admit, you know, but I'm still not going back there because they try to upsell you at every curve. So next time I'll be going to buy to weed. You know, the ASPCA, people used to go there because it was a bargain, you know. Now, whatever, you know, I just thought I'd put that out there. And then this woman, she comes in, she's about 80 years old, she's crying. You know, she ended up having to put her cat to sleep. And then they're like, that's going to be $650. Like, how about giving her 5 minutes, yeah? How about that? Have you thought of that? How about giving her 5 minutes? And then you could hit her up for a ridiculous bill that you did every single test under the sun when they probably knew that that cat was a goner. They knew that cat was fertilizer before they did all those tests. Don't tell me they didn't know that that cat was going to Huang's Lucky Garden. Okay, so enough of that. Enough of that. Let's start the show. This is going to have a different tone today, a different feel. So, and I hope that you enjoy it. Okay, so when I put the MySpace bulletin out that I was doing the teen show, Mandy was one of the first three to respond. And she wrote saying, oh, well, that's awesome, because most people don't care what we think. No one takes time to hear us out. And the truth be told is nobody really does ask teens what they feel. They want to know what they're buying. They want to know what kind of music they're listening to, because they are an incredible market. But, and so when she said that, I wanted to say, well, geez, if you feel like nobody's listening to you now, wait till you turn 30. Nobody cares about what women over 30 have to say about anything. Ever. Except for, you know, you guys. So Mandy is from California, and she's 18 years old, and she is a gay teen, a lesbian teen. Gay teen just, like, sounds easier to say for some reason. Gay teen show. But, okay, so I'm going to bring Mandy on now.
Hello.
Mailgram for Mandy.
Pardon me?
Telegram for Mandy.
Okay, hang on. Hello?
I'm so sorry. I thought that was you answering the phone. That wasn't your mother, was it?
No, it's my grandma.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I said mailgram for Mandy.
No, it's my grandma.
You'd think I would know better. So, hi, I'm so glad that you want to talk with me.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Oh. So I guess we'll start, and I'm a little nervous. So are you nervous?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I get nervous talking to new people, but so let's just shoot the breeze for a minute. What did you do today?
Most of the day.
So that's good. So
I just woke up like 2 hours ago.
That's a nice day. Right. So where in California are you again?
Bakersfield, California.
So what did you eat for, like, dinner? Did you have dinner?
Not yet. They're cooking it.
Yeah? What are they making?
I think she's making chicken or something. I don't know. Her favorite meal to cook. That's what we have, like, every other day.
You have chicken every other day?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're in Bakersfield, California, and you're 18 years old, and you're single, or I think you have a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend.
So how long have you guys been together?
2 weeks.
How's that going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. You know, it's the Gay Teen Show, and I guess I wanted to talk about issues that were relevant to the gay teen community, right? Mm-hmm. Like what's going on in the minds of teenagers? Because in your email, you said, you told me nobody really asks teens how they feel about anything.
Yeah, they don't ask us what we think. Like, they just think we're too young, and we're not. Most of us, yeah, I can say most of us are not mature enough to understand them. Like, the others, if you sit down and ask them,
yeah, right. We're getting a little broken up here. Are you in a cell? I mean, on your cordless or something?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just having a little bit of a rough connection. It sounds windy over there.
It's kind of windy.
I mean, how do you feel as a gay teen? Do you feel like people know that you're there?
Sometimes. My family is very supportive. I don't know, like, sometimes people say things, but it doesn't let it affect me.
Okay, your parents know about you.
Yes.
So,
my family does, actually.
Okay, we have a really bad connection. I'm going to pause here for a second, okay? Reporting, I'm not sure. Okay, yes, I am. Okay. So I don't know what I'm doing here. Okay, so you came out to your parents when? How long ago?
I've been gay my whole life.
Really?
My mom's actually the one who started telling me I was gay.
Oh, your parents told you were gay?
Yeah.
That's great. So the only trouble you would bump into is outside of the house?
Yeah.
What, like at school?
Friends. Sometimes I wouldn't want to tell them because then after I tell them, they treat me different. Especially as girls. My friends that are girls, they'd think I was hitting on them, looking at them, you know.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what about guys? They like it?
I have more guy friends than girlfriends.
You think guys are more accepting?
Yeah, they are, actually. They think it's awesome if I go to the mall and help them look for girls.
Right, but the straight girls treat you a little funky.
Yeah, a little standoffish.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you feel comfortable at school? I mean, or do you kind of feel like you're not in a place that is comfortable?
Like, if I had a girlfriend at school, the teachers wouldn't let us, like, hold hands, like, be girlfriend to girlfriend, like they would let the boys and the girls, you know?
You know this?
They treat us different.
Wow.
And so, nobody would, and then when I would tell, like, if I would tell a teacher about how like, kids or some other faculty would be treating us, they wouldn't care. But if it was a straight relationship, they'd do something about it.
Has there been anything that's happened that you know this for sure?
No.
But you just pretty much know that that's the way it's going to be? Yeah. Do you think that gay is normal and natural, being gay?
Yes,
you do?
I think it's normal and natural, just like being straight. You can't wake up one day and say, I'm gay. It happens.
Right.
It's a feeling.
Right. Do your teachers know?
Yeah, most of them do.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't
really... proud.
Yeah.
Gay and proud.
Wow, okay. So you don't really deal with any type of harassment at school or anything?
No. I don't let, if they ask me, are you gay, I'm straight, I'm like, yeah, I'm gay, and if you got a problem with it, deal with yourself.
I think that's a pretty good way to deal with it.
Yeah, there's a few people that are like, yeah, you're gay, yeah, and I'm like, yeah, shut up.
And does it bother you when they say that, honestly?
No, I really don't. I don't let it. I mean, it depends if I might try to be friends with them, and then they find out I'm gay, and then they say something, yeah, then I get a little sad.
Yeah, right. Let me ask you a question. Another one.
Yeah.
As a teen, what do you think is a safe answer? Like, what is the average age of the average lesbian?
I started knowing I was actually a lesbian when I was 17. Like,
okay.
Actually, because I thought I was bi because I still like guys.
Okay.
But when I, like, I don't know, I just started getting more girlfriends and being around girls more when I was 17.
Okay. I know that the average age for, like, straight kids to start having sex is, like, I think, maybe between 14 and 17?
Yeah, 14, 15.
You think that's the same for gay teens, lesbians?
Yeah.
So is it safe to say that most 13 and 14-year-olds are sexually active, even if they're lesbian?
Yeah. Being gay is just like being straight. It's just you're not dating a girl. You're dating a girl instead of a guy.
Right.
That's the way I see it. Gay people have just as much problems as straight people. Maybe
right.
A little bit more.
Right. We have our own set of problems.
Yeah.
What would you think are the main stresses that teens have? You're 18 years old. What is one of the main stresses as a lesbian? Like, what do you...
My parents know I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
But with other people, like my other gay friends, they don't want... They're afraid of what their parents are going to do. What they're going to... If they're going to disown them or if they're going to accept them. And so they won't tell their parents until they're ready.
Right.
Most parents are not accepting of a gay teen in their household.
But for you, that's not a problem.
No, it's not. Because
so
I was
great.
Brought up to be myself. To be happy with who I was.
You're so lucky. What does your mom do?
She's a stay-at-home mom. And
your dad?
He never really lived in our house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I was like 3 or 4, they got divorced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's been in a few bad relationships since then. And I don't know if that's the reason why I don't trust guys, but she's the main person in my life that really told me to be myself, taught me to be myself.
Well, you know, Mandy, there's a lot of girls that grew up with their mom being divorced and not having good relationships, and they're straight, so...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't really know if that has anything to do with you being gay. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know. When I was little, I was, like, the one playing with the boy toys, out playing in the dirt.
Really?
I wanted to be a fireman. Oh, my God.
So yeah. What do you worry about, like, when you think about your future, like, 10 years from now when you're 28, or even 20 years down the line when you're, you know, my age? 20 years
funny
from
love.
Now.
Funny true love.
Is that your, like, that's the main thing, is find true love?
Yeah, like, fall head over heels and love somebody for the rest of my life. And have them love me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's go somewhere else with this line of questioning.
Okay.
When you go to the doctor, like, you've been to the GYN and stuff?
Yes.
Do you tell your doctor that you're a lesbian?
Sure do.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I want her to know what's going on. If someone's in my business, I want her to know, like,
Now, do you feel comfortable with your doctor?
Yes. Yes, I do. She's honest and, yeah.
Any other doctor that you would go to? Like a regular family physician? Do they know that you're gay?
Yeah. He was actually the first person I told outside my family that I was gay.
Your family physician?
Yeah.
And you didn't worry about how you'd be treated?
No, I wanted him to know so, like, he could, like, tell me what I should, like, do and what I shouldn't do, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that, we have to listen to a teenager say these things, because there's women that are, you know, twice your age that don't even tell their doctors that they're gay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can see why they wouldn't, because...
How are they supposed to treat you? Especially your gynecologist, right?
Yeah, how are they supposed to treat you if they don't know how your lifestyle is?
Right. Do you worry about STDs and that kind of thing?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah. So,
safe sex is the best sex.
What's that?
I said safe sex is the best sex.
Safe sex. So you practice safe sex?
Yes, I do.
What would be safe sex for two women? Is that too personal? You want to skip?
Yeah.
All right, we'll skip over that one. So, all right, do you feel that your sexuality is fluid? Like, do you think that it could ever change, or are you just pretty much a lesbian and you know you're a lesbian?
I'm a lesbian and I'm happy.
And that's... I think that's a perfect way to end this. I think you've... That is great. The end.
Yep.
Mandy, don't hang up, but I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out to do this. This is... I mean, I'm just so glad that we talked, and you're so sweet, and you're adorable.
No, thank you, because I think a lot of people understand the gay community.
Yeah, I think you just being here talking is people learn from your experience just being here, you know? Thank you, Mandy.
You're welcome.
All right. Now we'll be speaking with Tash in Sydney, Australia. And she is, I believe, 16. And her dad's a big homo. And so I bring you Tash.
Hello?
Hillary Clinton calling for Tash, please.
Hey, it's Tash.
How are you, my darling?
I'm good. How are you, Sandy?
I'm coming along.
I'm sitting here waiting.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, so how was your day?
Oh, it was okay. I had to do a bit of gardening and painting and wash the dog.
What's the weather like in Sydney today?
It's like 27 degrees Celsius today, I think. Like, it's like hot. It's just turned spring today, so.
All right. What's your favorite Australian chocolate bar?
My favorite Australian chocolate bar?
Well, my understanding is that the English have the best chocolate bars and that they think American chocolate bars taste sour and...
Like, we don't have any of those, Butterfingers, whatever you call them. We don't have that. I got Butterfingers, but we don't sell Butterfingers, you know what I mean? My favorite chocolate bar, shit. I think you guys have it there, too. It's called Twix.
Oh, okay. What's, like, another kind of candy that, like, we don't have here that you
candy.
Guys...
Candy. What? Redskins.
Say it again?
We got Redskins.
Redskins. Okay, this delay is dreadful, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
It's affecting the level of intimacy. Let me just start off by saying your dad is gay.
Yeah.
Okay, so and he's...
He's a big old fairy.
And he's also a hunk.
Oh, God.
And that makes
me
sick.
Yeah, you can say that. A lot of people say that. It disturbs me, but...
So coming out for you wasn't so bad.
No, it wasn't. Well, to my parents, my dad, I called him in the car.
Uh-huh.
Bad decision. He slammed on the goddamn brakes. And then he goes, what? And I'm like, yes, I'm gay. And he goes, oh, I'm so happy you told me. And he's hugging me. And I'm like, okay, Dad, get off.
Right.
And telling my mum, she was like, she was quiet for a couple of days, and now she's fine with it. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your parents knew before your friends knew?
No.
When did your friends know?
My friends knew in the beginning of year 8. I told my close friends first, and then I wrote a blog on the internet through MSN, and one person read it, and then another person, and gradually the whole school knew.
Wow.
That was my aim, so...
Wow. Did you fear, like, discrimination in school or, like, kids harassing you? Were you scared of that?
Yeah. The funny thing is, before I came out, people, they made fun of me and called me a dyke and all that kind of stuff before.
Right.
And then when I came out, everyone, like, hushed up about it.
Oh.
I thought a lot of people were going to, like, go ape shit over it, but not really, no.
So that was the remedy?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
And then 12 girls have come out to me in my school.
Oh, my God. That is such a terrible burden for you.
That's how I get the ladies. Yeah, you know me, Sandy.
Yes, you do very well with the ladies.
Yeah, I do.
Like,
with help from you, of course.
All right, so how do you meet potential partners? You're single now? Is that your story?
Yeah, I'm single now.
Okay, you don't sound too happy about that.
Oh, you know what? Girls are fucking confusing.
Yeah, they are.
They're so confusing. Oh, my God, I'm losing my voice.
That's okay.
I'm okay, Sandy. I'm okay. Don't worry about me.
Okay, so, like, at school, are you attracted to straight girls and stuff?
Oh, man, do I ever.
It's terrible. Now, is that difficult?
No, because I eventually turn them.
So it works out for you?
Yeah, it has.
And where else would you meet a dating partner?
MySpace.
Okay, so MySpace is the place.
I'm only kidding. Yeah, you know MySpace. That's the shit right there.
I mean, I'm sure you probably met girls on MySpace.
Yeah. One of my exes is from MySpace.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was 23.
She was 23?
Yeah.
Right. So you like the older ladies, or they like you? Which
we both lied about our age. It was really funny. In the end, it was just so fucked up.
Oh, that's terrible. Is that what you spend your time doing on the web, pretty much, like MySpacing and stuff?
Yeah, MySpace, YouTube, as you know.
Right. So let me ask you this. How would you know if someone wasn't a sexual predator on the web? How would
See, I've only ever been with one person off the net, and that was her.
Okay.
And we did a lot of, like, stuff before. Like, we talked a lot on the phone and on the stuff until I was, like, positively sure. And then when I met her, I took a friend with me, so.
Right, okay. Is it safe to say that most teens are having sex? Lesbian teens?
No, no. I have never had sex.
Really?
Not any of the girls I know have had sex.
Really? So you're saving yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if
it's
that's...
It's something like, I can't just, like, you know, do it with whoever. Like, it's just got to be something right. You know what I mean?
Right. You want it to be really special.
Yeah. And then when I'm older, I'll just fuck around with whoever I want. I just hit my head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's my fault.
How do you feel about that?
Very angry, Sandy. You know what? I mar myself with John Travolta in Grease when I say that. Sandy!
Can you sing me a song from Grease?
No.
Please?
Okay, yeah. I'll sing you a song.
Okay.
How does that Nelly Furtado song go?
You're good.
Oh, man, I've totally forgotten. The new one is pissing me off now.
Which one is that?
Why do all good things come to an end? You know, I just feel like shooting myself in the fucking thigh. Like bang.
I want to take a pitchfork and stab my foot like 100 times, like over and over.
I'd rather stick rusty pins through my eyes. You know?
I want to eat a bowl of glass with a spoon.
I'd rather masturbate with a cheese grater. Okay, that was too much.
That was very good. Okay, so if you were to have sex, would it be safe sex? Or do you know what that would be? Like, you know what I'm saying?
What, glad wrap?
Really?
How do you make girls sex safe sex?
Yeah, well, you know, they do have finger condoms, right?
Oh, are you serious?
Yes, they do.
See, I'm so uneducated.
No, you're not. You know, a lot of people don't really...
Educate me, Sandy. Practical stuff.
This is very practical. They have finger condoms where they just roll on your finger, you know, like a condom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they have dental dams. So pretty much safe sex for us is like going to the dentist, because everything that we use is what they use at the dentist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the dental dam thing, it's just the most dreadful. It doesn't make any sense. You may as well just abstain if you're going to do that, because it's really, really dreadful.
What the hell?
I'm trying to think of what else. Well, if you wanted to know about that type of thing, how would you learn? Do you have any idea, like, where you would go to learn about safe sex for, you know?
I'd go to you, Sandy.
You'd go to... Right, that's, it's really amazing.
I'd probably ask some sex person, I don't know.
What about a GLBT center out there?
Yeah, there's a lot of GLBT centers everywhere. You can make that another podcast.
Safe sex with Sandy?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
It's brilliant. You're genius.
It's 101.
Are you glad that you don't live here?
In America?
Yes.
Oh, no, I want to live in New York.
Oh, you do?
I do, Sandy.
And I think it's probably...
I went to Miami 2 years ago when I went to America. We went to Miami and then Orlando.
Oh, okay. How did you like
that? And I remember it was excellent. Excellent, Sandy.
Really?
You guys really do well with the fun parks over there, I must say.
What was it, Disney World? Or?
Yeah, we went to Disney World and we went to MGM Studios. That was fucking best, man.
Mm-hmm.
And Epcot.
Wow, you really went everywhere. Who'd you go with, your parents?
Yeah.
Nice.
My mom and my sister.
So what are your favorite movies? Like, any? You like any lesbian movies that are out?
Oh, Sandy, come on. I mean, Better Than Chocolate, mm-hmm. The Lost and Delirious, Imagine Me and You, Kissing Jessica Stein, Loving Annabelle.
I just saw Loving Annabelle today.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. How did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, it was the teacher and student thing was a bit iffy.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, that was pretty cute, actually.
Yeah, it ended kind of abruptly.
I know! Like, okay. I was like, what's the next bit?
What did you think of Annabelle?
She's
You weren't there? Really?
She's okay. What are you laughing about? She's not that great. Her hair was disgusting. I was like, oh, please get a new haircut.
What's wrong with her hair? It was beautiful.
Like the streaks in it? Like, they're just so, like, bam! Right there. Like,
yeah,
you got a blend.
Yeah, no, those streaks are out of style.
Yeah,
they've been filming this movie for years and years. I think it was like 8 years. So maybe when they shot it,
maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. So let me ask you, how important are looks to you?
To an extent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you wouldn't want to date an ugly mammoth woman or a skinny chick. But then again, you would, because you like Paris Hilton, which is just disgusting. Bloody disgusting.
No, she's not. She is not someone that, if you were to ask me, you know, who do you think is really sexy right now, I wouldn't say Paris Hilton. I think she is attractive, but she's not
You'd say me, right?
I would say Tash in Australia, in Sydney.
Yeah.
I'd say Tash. No, I'm not going to say your last name, but...
I know your last name, too.
That's right. Does your father talk like this? Because my father talks like you do.
No, my grandma talks like that. Oh, God. Not the show. Happy birthday. You're 16 now, huh?
You have it down to the T. That's a perfect accent.
Yeah. I like when they're in the drive-thru at McDonald's. I like the Big Mac's burgers. The meals with the fries. And they're like, what drink? Coca-Cola. She drinks black coffee, like that real strong... It burns your nostril hairs and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, in like that little cup.
Yeah, my mother, she drinks the coffee and then they read the grinds afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, God, they're such gypsies. There's so many half-breeds like me.
Yeah, I know.
You're a dying breed.
Well, thank you very much, Sandy.
You're quite welcome, my darling. So what's on your mind? If there was one thing that you wanted to say, you know, as a gay teen, as a lesbian teen, what's a big...
The concern I have is, like we were talking about before, like the sex ed, like no one knows what the fuck they're meant to do, like protection or et cetera.
Okay.
I guess gay guys, it's easy because they just got to slip on the condom and there they go. But girls, like, it's just, where do we slip the condom on? That sounds disgusting.
It does.
Yeah.
But it's not so bad because once you're into it and stuff, and, you know, I think probably teens would be more open to it than women my age. Women my age, they don't want to know nothing about safe sex, or they don't really get into that kind of stuff. They're just not into it. They're old dogs. They're old dogs. And there is a very high risk of STDs in our community. Three times. This is harassment. This is harassment. Okay.
It's who is it?
It's one of my friends.
Oh.
Very compulsive.
Sandy, is this friend or friend's friend?
It's a friend who's very compulsive. If I was a teen and I didn't know, I would probably, honestly, I would probably look it up online.
Yeah, I was looking actually in my DVD shop yesterday just for regular DVDs, and they had this lesbian conversation thing. I mean, I'm assuming that would be an okay sort of source to look at.
Right.
Well, yeah, to get info or just get turned on.
Right. You know, Tash, I loved talking to you. Don't hang up, though, but I'm going to close this up, but I'm really glad that you were on. We're going to have to do this again, for sure.
Okay, can we just talk about one more thing before
Absolutely.
You close off?
Absolutely.
What the fuck was with Miss South Carolina? I personally believe that U.S. Americans don't have maps, and such as the South Africa, and such as the Iraq, and such as... Oh, man, what the hell was that?
Were you embarrassed for her?
Oh, man, I was like, what the hell is she going on about?
Do you think she's pretty?
Oh, yeah, I do.
That works for you, huh?
She can't string a sentence together any more than our president can, so I think it's just a theme right now.
Yeah.
Is being dumb is okay. It's not a complete and total atrocity to be dumb in this country anymore.
Mm.
It's just kind of expected. Oh, wait, here it goes again. This is the fourth time that she's calling.
I heard it.
Four times in 10 minutes. I really feel like I want to stab myself.
we can't have that, Sandy.
All right, my darling, don't hang up. But thank you, really. I mean, yeah, you're special.
I'm special.
Okay, so now we'll be speaking with Mary in Boulder, Colorado, who is 16 and a sophomore in high school, and her dad is a Free Methodist Christian preacher. And Mary had messaged me with some issues that she just wanted to talk about a little. So here's Mary.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Mary, please?
This is Mary. Hi.
How are you, darling?
I'm great.
I'm really happy to be talking to you. Are you a little nervous? A little bit? I'm a little nervous.
Me too.
Okay, so let's just shoot the breeze. What was your day like? What did you do today?
Well, I'm the school mascot. I'm a phoenix. It's like a big bluebird. And they made me wear my outfit all day at school, so it was really weird.
And probably a little warm, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so you started school already?
Yeah, I started school like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what are you, what year are you in?
I'm sophomore, yeah.
Okay, so you're 16 years old.
Oh, no, I'm 15. I'm almost 16.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm a little confused. Okay, so, you have a new girlfriend now. I noticed that, right?
Yeah.
How's that going?
I've been with her for a long time, but there was like a break thing where I was going out with someone else.
Oh.
It didn't work, so we just got back together.
Oh, okay. Is it like, better the second time around now?
Yeah, it is. Well, I get to see her more often, even though her mom is threatening to put a restraining order on me.
Yes, right. Okay, so this was the main thing that... All right, how old is your girlfriend?
She's 14.
Okay, and how old is your girlfriend's mom?
I think her mom's in her, like, early 50s.
Oh, wow.
And it's not her real mom. She's an orphan. So, it's her foster parent that she's been with since she was a baby.
Okay. So they are, what's the deal with them? Are they,
And I mean, her mom doesn't know that she's gay, and my mom doesn't know I'm gay, so our parents have no idea about it. But, her mom basically just hates me because I got expelled from school, like, about a year ago for doing a lot of drugs. I used to be really into that.
Okay.
But I'm out of that.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah,
right.
But her mom just thinks I'm a really bad influence and has told her, like, if she ever sees me, to call her so she can come get her, like, because I'm a threat or something.
So they have no idea that you guys are together.
Oh, they have no idea. So I think her mom used to know, like, she said something to me about it one time, but then that was when her mom used to like me before I got expelled. And, I mean, her mom beats the living shit out of her all the time, and I'm just getting really sick of it, you know?
Yeah, that's painful for you to know that that's what's happening to her, right?
Yeah, especially because I can't do anything about it, because I've called social services, and they've gone in, and her mom always gets out of it because she's a middle school teacher.
So what type of abuse is it? Is she slapping her, beating her? What kind of abuse?
Well, it changes. Like, the other night, this is the most recent one, I think it was, like, 2 nights ago, she has, like, chronic depression and bipolarness, and she's on a lot of medication for it.
Your girlfriend or the girl's mother?
Like, my girlfriend, Naomi.
Okay.
And so she twitches sometimes, and she was making her dinner, and she had, like, a plate.
Right.
And she twitched, and she dropped the plate.
Oh, God.
And I dropped the plate, and it broke. And her mom just, I guess, like, smacked her and spit in her face and refused to feed her. And that was when I emailed you, because I freaked out and I didn't know what to do. And I was like, okay, well, I'll ask Sandy.
Okay.
And I asked her, like, I told her, you know, I'll leave my house at, like, 2 a.m. and bring you food. She's like, no, it's okay. My mom's bit in my face enough that I'm not hungry anymore. And I was like, oh, my God. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I'm sure
it hurts. It's scary.
All right. You said that you've called social services. How many times have you done that?
3 or 4 times.
Okay. So just because they haven't done anything 3 or 4 times doesn't mean that you stop calling social services.
Oh, I have. I call them every time something happens.
Okay, good. Now, does she know who's calling? Does she think it's her kid?
No. The first time, she thought it was the school. And the second time, I think she thought it was the school or the therapist that my girlfriend sees.
She's seeing a therapist. And what does the therapist say about this?
The therapist doesn't know.
She doesn't tell the therapist that her mom is doing that to her?
I'm the only one that she talks to it about.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so what we did is we actually went to the courthouse and got her emancipation papers.
Okay.
And in a few months, she's going to get emancipated and come live with me.
Okay.
And
so
my mom's cool with it, but she doesn't know we're together. She just thinks that Naomi's a friend.
All right.
Yeah.
And how long from now is that?
That is when she turns 15 in December.
Okay, so from now to December, that's 3 or 4 months?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the 3 or 4 months, whenever she does something like that, can she call the police just to make a nuisance? Because I'm sure her mother doesn't want the police showing up at the house.
Every time it happens, her mom takes the phone away. So she doesn't have, like, any type of contact for a couple hours.
And she can't run out of the house?
Mm-mm. Her mom won't let her. She'll just, like, chase her and slap her more.
Her mother's in her 50s. Can't she, like, you know, deck her? Has she thought about sticking forks in her eyes? I don't know. Has she considered that?
I know I've threatened to kill her mom before. But I don't think she's, like, mentally strong enough to do something like that. Because, I mean, it's that thing where I know she's hurting a lot because I know she loves her mom, but she also hates her mom at the same time for treating her that way. Which makes sense, but it doesn't, because I don't know how you could still love someone after they do that to you, but I guess it does kind of make sense because they're your parent, you know?
Right, and she doesn't want to call the police on her mom?
Yeah. She's kind of scared about it, too.
All right, you know, at some point you have to say to yourself, I don't want this to happen to me anymore. I don't want my mother beating the crap out of me, and I just can't take it anymore. You know, there has to be a point where she's going to say that. Like, is it that hard to get a teacher in trouble?
I guess so. I mean, because she has so much power.
Yes.
She's like one of the biggest, like one of the head teachers at that school.
Right, I understand. And they can get away with murder. Can you tell the school counselor, or they won't give a crap either?
I know that I've talked to the school counselor at the school that she teaches at.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the school counselor, and they did not do anything about it.
What about the gay community center?
Well, actually, I just met somebody at a like meeting thing that I went to at Boulder Pride.
Okay.
At the Boulder Pride House, and her name's Eileen, and it's like an LGBT social service. It's kind of it's called Stand Up for the Kids.
Okay.
And I've been calling Eileen, and she called me back once during school, and I forgot to call her back, and I need to do that, but I don't want it to sound irrelevant, so I'm kind of waiting for something else to happen before I call her.
I'd stay in touch with Eileen just to have an open dialogue with her, you know, keep that connection open with her, because...
Yeah, definitely.
That was a really smart move to do that. And in the meantime, you know, like the next 4 months are probably going to be really difficult, but... Have you thought about pouring kerosene on her and lighting a match?
I've thought about every possible way.
How about hitting her with the snowblower? Yeah, I think it's time to hit her with the snowblower this winter.
That would be awesome. If it snows here, I will definitely, like, just be like, yeah, I told the neighborhood that I would snowblow.
And douche.
Okay. Pay me. It'll be worth it.
Okay, so, like, we totally know that I'm completely kidding when I say that now. Do you have any idea what college you want to go to, or...?
I think I have to go to somewhere in Seattle or Chicago.
Okay.
And I want to do something with music. That's all I really know.
Okay. But yeah, you need an escape plan. And, you know, there's no overnight solution, which is so fucked up. You have to seek the help out yourself and be really hands-on, but it sounds like you are. Yeah, 3 years goes by, I'm telling you, it goes by so fucking fast.
Can't wait.
Oh, before you know it, you're going to be 18 years old, and you're going to be off to college, and it's just going to be like a bad dream. And you know, the first 18 years of your life are with your parents, but the majority of the rest of your life is not under their control.
Yeah.
So you can just look forward to that. this isn't forever. And you just have to keep reminding yourself of that every day. This isn't forever. This is just temporary.
Yeah.
She doesn't think about hurting herself or anything, does she?
She used to.
Right.
That's actually one thing me and her have in common. We both used to do that. And when we met each other, we were both doing it still. And that's, we kind of helped each other stop. And so we're still, like, keeping each other from not doing that kind of thing anymore.
Okay, contrary to what everybody thinks, you guys are a good influence on each other.
Yeah, we keep each other safe. Like, when I was still harming myself, like, I wanted to be on all this medication because I didn't want to think about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually the reason that I got expelled from school, was because they were refusing to put me on medication, so I put myself on medication.
Oh, wow, okay.
I wasn't going to class, and then they put me in the school that I'm in now, which is great because they love me, and I'm the mascot, and I'm the head of my class right now.
That's great.
It's only 2 weeks into school, and I'm already the head of the class.
That is wonderful. You know, these are supposed to be your best years.
I work at IHOP, and then I'm trying to get a job at a Halloween store.
Okay.
And then I'm taking pictures of bands at concerts and trying to sell them to, like newspapers and stuff.
That's great. I saw your pictures on your MySpace. What's your MySpace address?
It's myspace.com/motherlore28. Actually, my girlfriend's favorite band is coming to town. We are the Fury. They're on my top friends.
Yeah, that's exciting. And you're going to be taking pictures.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of have to, like, do my own self-therapy type thing.
Yeah, and the self-therapy is definitely a concert with a great band that you love.
Yeah, definitely. And your show is my therapy, I have to say.
Oh, thank you! I love you for saying that!
Actually, yesterday, I got on the wrong bus, and I was so pissed off that I had to put on your show and just knew to calm myself down so I could figure out where I was going.
Oh, God, I'll pay you later for saying that. Let's close this up, but I don't want you to hang up yet, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so thank you so much for talking. And I really hope that things get, like, a lot better for you. And it's so sad when the grown-ups are the crazy ones.
Yeah, and I mean, they all think Naomi's insane. And she's not. She's really not.
Right.
I mean, yeah, she has panic attacks, and she needs her medicine for that.
Right.
I will admit that. And sometimes she gets super depressed, and she needs her medicine for that. There's nothing wrong with her. She's just, like, there are normal things that happen to people.
Right. They're driving her insane is what they're doing.
Yeah, and that's what Eileen and I have agreed on, too, when I talked to her at the meeting.
I think you're in good hands with Eileen, because she might be in a position to help you.
Yeah, I really hope so.
Yeah. Have you ever read that, there's this book, A Child Called It?
Oh, yeah, I have actually, this really cool, the writer, like the guy it's about who wrote it,
yes,
is coming to talk at our graduation this year.
Oh, stop it, really?
Yeah, I actually just found that out a couple days ago, isn't that awesome?
Oh, God, that is amazing, I just got the chills. Well, why don't you write to him, maybe?
I should do that, I'm going to do that. You are awesome, thank you for that idea.
Yes, you're very welcome, my darling. I love you, Mary.
I love you, too.
Okay. So I hope that this was an interesting show for you. It was a delight for me. Definitely a change of pace. And I'm glad that I did it. But I did want to say something really quick. And that's, not everybody's as good a friend as Mary is to her girlfriend, the one who's being physically abused at home. But if you are, the best way to be helpful to someone who is going through that is to encourage them as much as possible to talk about it, and to talk about it with people who can help them, like adults, therapists, counselors, that type of thing. If the counselor doesn't help you, then you tell a therapist. You go where you can for help, or you go to these wonderful organizations that are available. And there's also anonymous ways, like websites and that type of thing. And I've had these two sites in my favorites for a really long time, and one of them is childhelpusa.org. And there's a national abuse hotline, and that number is 1-800-4-A-CHILD. And there are 24 hours. Nobody knows who you are, where you're calling from. You talk to them totally anonymous. But it's really important just to let them know that you're there for them and to keep encouraging them. But if you do feel like their life is in danger or it's really severe, I say call the police. I'm sorry. I'm sure some people would disagree with that, but I say call the police. And for me, reading about a situation that I happen to be going through is the best therapy for me.
So if someone was going through child abuse, I would recommend a fantastic book, and that we mentioned that already, and that was A Child Called It by, I think, David Pelzer. Oh my God, I can't remember his name right now. I think it's David Pelzer. Hold on. I'm doing a quick Google. Dave Pelzer, yes. And the book is staggering, really. And he was one of the most severe cases of child abuse in California's history. So it was really brutal what happened to him. But, you know, it's good to read those things, because sometimes when you hear these stories of people saying, oh, they did this, they did that, you know, you think, God, are they making this up? This is insane. How can that be that people do these things? But people do these things. Another book that's really good is When Parents Have Problems by Susan B. Miller. So, you know, you focus your attention on it and realize that the people who do this type of thing have serious problems with communication and anger, and they probably will most likely not get help. But if you're the one being abused, it's imperative that you do get help, and sooner than later. But so, you know, thank you very much for tuning in to this show. This was a nice twist, and I'm really glad that you did. And I mean, it's amazing that I can say that every single time, and it always feels new to me anyway. But so wherever you are, wherever you may be, whatever it is that you may be doing, and I can think of a lot of things that you might be doing right now, just know that I'm probably doing the same exact thing. So until next time, toodles. Sayonara. Hasta luego. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Bye-bye. 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 Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian. I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian. I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean. They talk behind my back and criticize my life. But I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane and Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.